Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now, you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean over the next 3 hours. You can follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. You can read my legal columns and other articles on my website, thegregjarrett.com, and listen to my podcast, The Brief. I'm happy to be here today. This is for viewers who are regular to the Sean Hannity Show. It's familiar turf for me. I've been a frequent guest on this program discussing criminal cases and legal issues, the various punitive investigations launched against Donald Trump over the last 6 years. I've been an anchor and a legal analyst for the Fox News Channel for the last 20 years. I wrote 2 books that were New York Times bestsellers, The Russia Hoax and the sequel called Witch Hunt, the story of the greatest mass delusion in American political history. And in both books, I sought to expose the abuse of power by government that has become so commonplace, so egregious, in particular, unscrupulous officials at the Department of Justice and the FBI. They have weaponized their vast authority and become a law unto themselves. And it's still going on. They seem to think they can do anything they want. They arm themselves with immense power and unlimited resources. If they don't like you or your political views, they come after you with a vengeance. They don't care about rights and liberties. They don't care about fidelity to the law. They certainly don't care about honesty. No, their goal is to punish their political enemies, whether it's parents who complain at school board meetings about critical race theory or pandemic mandates, or the targeting of Catholics as potential terrorists, or persecuting pro-life activists. And of course, the flip side is that Democrats and liberals, they all get a free pass. They get protection. Hillary Clinton's criminal email scandal, the Biden family influence peddling schemes, to name just a couple. So this is a dual system of justice, this unequal justice. And frankly, it is symptomatic of a sickness and a rot and a corruption within our government. And sadly, it's been going on for a long time. And in fact, I've written a new book about government abuse. It's called The Trial of the Century. It's available now for pre-order online. Again, it's called The Trial of the Century. I hope you'll order it now. Just go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or other online sites. Type in the name of the book, The Trial of the Century, or just my name, Greg Jarrett. And I hope you'll get the book and read it, because this is an important one. Publishers Weekly called it a colorful and dramatic account of one of the most consequential free speech debates in American history. And they're right about that. My book tells the story of how the greatest trial lawyer who ever lived, Clarence Darrow, had the courage to stand up to the government when it was unpopular to do so. When the government passed a law making it a crime to teach science, in particular, the science of evolution. And Darrow's intrepid defense of free speech, academic freedom, and the power of ideas, that helped form the legal bedrock on which our civil liberties depended today. And it foreshadowed our culture wars, our struggles over partisan censorship, these disinformation campaigns, classroom indoctrination of students where diversity of opinion and opposing views are banned. If you don't conform to a particular orthodoxy, you're punished, you're canceled, you're erased. It's been going on for a long time, as I say, and in fact, nearly 100 years ago in the trial of the century. So let's step back to when it happened, the 1920s. Under pressure from fundamentalist leaders across the nation, individual states began to ban books. Any book that mentioned the theory of evolution was removed from shelves in public schools. Why? Because they believed, incorrectly, that Darwin's established theory of evolution conflicted with the story of man's creation in the Bible. It didn't, but it didn't matter that evolution was accepted by scholars and scientists and a great many theologians across the world. No, the religious fervor at the time was so strong that states began to cave in. In Tennessee, they made it a crime for an educator to teach evolution in a classroom, even though the state-approved textbook that students were required to read by law had a chapter on evolution. So that's insane, right? Well, a 25-year-old school teacher by the name of John Scopes, an affable young man, all the students liked him, was arrested, handcuffed, and carted off to jail for violating the new law. Well, the great Clarence Darrow in Chicago read about it. He was incensed. He was angry. He volunteered to defend Scopes for free, spending his own money to handle the case. And I should acknowledge that Darrow had an additional motive, because leading the prosecution team was Darrow's nemesis, William Jennings Bryan, the nation's leading fundamentalist leader, who helped the laws get passed. And like Darrow, Bryan was famous. He was a mesmerizing orator, a three-time presidential candidate. He had served as Secretary of State for Woodrow Wilson. So the trial that followed became the biggest legal blockbuster of a generation, this titanic clash between two American icons. It was known far and wide as the Scopes Monkey Trial, an invidious take on evolution. But it was also dubbed the Trial of the Century. And in my judgment, it truly was. Journalists the world over converged on the small town of Dayton, Tennessee. Darrow and Scopes fighting for the indispensable proposition that no one should be told how to think. And in the pre-television age, this was the first trial to be broadcast live on radio to a riveted nationwide audience. Newsreel cameras were set up inside the courtroom. They captured all of the events and flew the film every day to Chicago for distribution in movie theaters. Banner headlines appeared in all the major newspapers across America recounting what happened each day as the trial of the century unfolded. Now, the cards were stacked against Clarence Darrow. So was the judge, who refused to let him call a dozen renowned experts to the witness stand. They were prepared to explain to the jury that evolution and creationism were harmonious. They're not in conflict. But having been shut down by the biased judge, Clarence Darrow was desperate. So he did something quite remarkable. He called William Jennings Bryan, the prosecutor, to the witness stand as an expert on the Bible, which he was. Now, of course, the other prosecutors and the judge objected. You can't do that. But Darrow was smart. He was counting on William Jennings Bryan's ego that he just couldn't resist taking center stage. And that is precisely what happened. Bryan demanded that he testify as an expert on the Bible and creationism, and methodically and brilliantly, Clarence Darrow picked apart Bryan and his insistence that everything in the Bible must be accepted as literal. With that, Bryan fell apart. He was utterly destroyed. The New York Times described Darrow's withering cross-examination as the most amazing court scene in Anglo-Saxon history. I recount it in the book, but there's more. A devastated and heartbroken Bryan died days later, still there, in Dayton, Tennessee, his reputation in tatters. So, what was the outcome of the trial anyway? How did the jury decide this seminal case? Well, for that, I hope you'll read the book, The Trial of the Century. Again, you can pre-order it online right now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble websites, or you can go to my website, thegregjarrett.com, because this case, the Scopes Monkey Trial, that incredible story that forever changed free speech and academic liberty in America, that's why I became a lawyer. Darrow, you see, was my hero. And when we come back, I'll tell you about that part of the story, dating back to when I was just a teenager. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. And you can follow me on my own website, where you can also find information about my book, The Trial of the Century. The website is thegregjarrett.com. We're going to take a short break. This is Greg Jarrett filling in for Sean on The Sean Hannity Show. We'll be right back.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
You know, a cyber thief could steal the equity in your home without you even knowing. Now, it's a financially devastating scam. It's called home title theft. Now, cyber thieves hunt for the title of your home online. Then they'll forge your signature on a transfer document stating that you sold them your home when you didn't. Then they'll take out loans on your home with your equity, or they'll sell it to an unsuspecting buyer. And by the way, they're gone. Your money's gone also. Your home is not in your name anymore. And now you're hiring attorneys to try and save your home. I protect my home, my equity, with Home Title Lock. You should too. Home Title Lock, they put a virtual shield around your home's title. Now that's the instant they detect activity or tampering around your home's title. They help shut it down and shut it down fast. First things first, get a free title scan with sign up to verify your home is safely in your name. Then mention my name, Sean, and you get 30 days of protection at HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean. You can follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns or listen to my podcast, The Brief, by going to my website, thegregjarrett.com. But you can also learn more about my new book, The Trial of the Century, available for pre-order right now at the usual sites, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And how I came to write this particular book really dates back to the early 1970s. I was barely a teenager when one day, I don't know why, and I've never been able to figure it out. Maybe I was bored. Maybe it was raining. I plucked a book off my father's shelf and I sat down to read it cover to cover. And then I read it again. It was a biography of America's greatest trial lawyer, Clarence Darrow. I was consumed by Darrow's courtroom exploits, the fearless, heroic figure who despaired of the dangers of conformity, social control, but most of all, he hated government intrusion and abuse of power. He upheld the right to individualism and self-determination, never backing down from a legal brawl. The lost and the damned, those were his treasured clients. He gave them compassion and hope. He detested the unchecked authority, unlimited resources of government prosecutors. In Darrow, the needy, despised, and oppressed found a champion. Without him, they scarcely stood a chance. I didn't know it at the time, but that book set a course for the rest of my life. I decided one day to try to become a lawyer. Darrow's most famous courtroom trial was the Scopes Monkey Trial. It became known as the Trial of the Century, the name of my book. A couple of years ago, I teamed up with Don Yeagery. He and I traveled to Dayton, Tennessee, to the very courthouse where that trial was held. And the building still stands, the second floor courtroom, unchanged from 1925. We met with town leaders, including the archivist, who gave us access to the original trial transcript, as well as the judge's reporter's notes in longhand. And that formed the basis of our book. I studied the transcript and analyzed the trial. Don dug deep into the history of the town and the many colorful characters who participated in the trial of the century. And what we found was quite amazing. The story of this courageous battle to uphold a precious right in America, the right to think for yourself based on the principles of free speech and intellectual liberty. Well, today, those same principles are under siege by our pervasive cancel culture, conformed to the approved ideology and liberal orthodoxy, or else. In just a few minutes, Don Yeager will be joining me to talk about this legendary case and our book, The Trial of the Century. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter, at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns and listen to my podcast, The Brief, by going to my website, thegregjarrett.com, and you can learn more about my new book, The Trial of the Century. In just a few minutes, Don Yeager will join me to talk about the legendary case and our work together on the trial of the century. Please stay with us for that. We'll be back after the break. This is the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett.
If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound, and that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them two 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help. And they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial pound 250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds, well, mortgage-free smart homes that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Will you join me in fighting the epic battle of the millennium? Do you realize since the overturning of Roe v. Wade, abortion states now have seen a huge increase in patients? Now, sadly, babies' lives are more at risk than ever, and that's why Preborn has stepped in. And they use the science of 4D ultrasound to introduce expecting moms to their precious babies, and this science works. When a mom is in crisis and hears that baby's heartbeat or sees him or her on an ultrasound, guess what? They're more than twice as likely to choose life. Now, 5 ultrasounds are just $140. That would help perhaps rescue 5 babies' lives. If you donate now, that just donate securely. You can do it by dialing #250 on your cell, saying the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, preborn.com/Sean. You will never regret helping this organization. Unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee
and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Welcome back to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean today. You can follow me on Twitter at Greg Jarrett. You can read my columns and listen to my podcast, The Brief. All you have to do is go to my website, thegregjarrett.com. I've been talking about my new book. It's called Trial of the Century, and it's available, by the way, for pre-order online. You can do that now at the usual sites, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But I want to introduce now as my guest, my co-author of Trial of the Century, Don Yeager. He is a New York Times best-selling author, longtime associate editor at Sports Illustrated, and a very popular, I must say, public speaker. Don, thanks for being here. It's really great talking to you about that project, which we have spent so much time on over the last 2 years together. And it's really, it's been quite a journey for me, and I think it has been for you, digging deep into the trial of the century that actually began when you and I traveled to Dayton, Tennessee. The courthouse at the time was closed for renovations. You wrangled a key through the archivist there who let us inside. So take it from there, Don.
You know, Greg, it was special because, as you said, people were not making their way through. It's generally a place, Dayton, Tennessee, quite actively advertises itself as a tourist stop because of the history and this trial. And so normally it comes back where we are, where we would have been in a courthouse there, where there would have been a lot of folks. And instead, we got the chance to sit and just soak it in. We got to sit there and experience what it would have been like in the heat of that summer of 1925 to imagine that trial taking place.
You know, and I remember being struck with the archivist had been kind, knowing in advance that we were going to get in there. And he laid out on the table in the courtroom in this huge book, leather bound, the handwritten longhand notes of the judge's reporter's notes, which told the story of the legal obstacles that the great Clarence Darrow was trying to overcome in convincing the judge to allow him to call all these scientific experts and theologians to the stand to explain evolution. And that, together with a complete original copy of the trial transcript, really formed the basis for our book. Would you agree?
Without question. I think one of the things that's always unique about these opportunities to take on history, right, and to try to tell it in a new, in some ways creative and energized way, is to look at something that's 100 years old and find something new to talk about. I think that was what most people who write about that trial or have in the past didn't sit and read it word for word as you did. I mean, you read the entire transcript. That ability to kind of get in and imagine, as we sat there in that courtroom, what Judge Ralston was doing as he was making it so abundantly clear that he had an opinion of how this trial should turn out, and in many ways he was making it nearly impossible for Darrow to be able to pull off a victory in some way. So in Darrow's defense of John Scopes, the teacher, who by some accounts might not really have even actually taught in his class the work that he was being tried on. And so there was so many elements to it in your ability to kind of pour into the word for word transcript helped us to find little nuances, places where the difference between the way certain things were said, as you saw it through your legal eye, allowed us to tell the story, I think, a little more uniquely than it had ever been quite told before.
What struck me from our investigation, our discussions with people in Dayton, is that some of the students there have never heard of the trial that made their town famous or infamous, depending upon your point of view. But I think that's true for so many Americans, Don, especially younger people. They have never heard of the Scopes monkey trial. I mean, I've been working on this for 2 years, as you have, and I've talked to so many people. And the Scopes monkey trial, what's that? Evolution versus creationism, what's that? And this is such an important case in American history, forming the bedrock principles upon which our civil liberties depend today, which made it more imperative, I think, that you and I needed to tell the story of the trial of the century, the title of our book. But that lack of knowledge, that lack of awareness really shocked me. How about you?
You know, it's funny, Greg, you and I had the opportunity. I sent you a text the other day. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just was in a Chick-fil-A for doing a little work and sitting there having lunch when in proceeded the women's softball team from Bryan College, which is there in Dayton, Tennessee, which is named after William Jennings Bryan, right? So it was because of his efforts that the community decided they needed a school in which the it would be named for this man who they thought was so important as the defender of creationism. And in that so there I am, I'm sitting there, in walk all these young women, and I decided to walk over and talk to them, talk to their coach. I mentioned that we were writing this book and that it was about ready to come out. And I was met with a table full of blank stares. Several of them did not know exactly what I was talking about. Those who did not know that the 100th anniversary of the trial is literally just a year and a half away. And so that idea that even right there in the seat of all of this, we found that people didn't really understand its importance. And the idea to me that someone like you that's covered so much, so many great and important trials, even in your own career, would have called this the trial of the century, it really stood out to me from the very beginning of this project.
You know, the ACLU back in 1925, they wanted to challenge this new law, correctly so, that made it a crime to teach evolution in public schools because it allegedly, and I underscore that word, undermined the Bible and religious teaching, especially the book of Genesis, the story of man's divine creation. But Clarence Darrow's strategy, which I thought was so smart, was to prove that creationism and evolution are not in conflict. They are indeed harmonious, and he assembled this stellar team of the nation's finest scientists and respected theologians prepared to tell it to the jury, but prosecutors would have none of it, and the judge, John Ralston, who was so horribly biased against the defense, refused to let the jury hear that testimony. So Darrow, you know, down and out but not defeated, comes up with this ingenious plan to call William Jennings Bryan to the witness stand, the prosecutor in the case, knowing that Brian's ego was so huge, he couldn't possibly resist the spotlight. And Don, you know, Brian fell right into the trap. It was a clever trap, wasn't it?
It was, I mean, again, I am not the legal scholar you are, for sure, but I, in everything I have ever read about trials, I've never heard of the defense lawyer being able to actually convince the prosecutor that the prosecutor deserved to take a seat in the witness box, right? And to sit there and actually answer questions about whether everything in the Bible, was in fact true. And then he challenged him with individual biblical stories. And as you said, William Jennings Bryan, amazing reputation, but amazing ego. He had experienced so much in his career. He was an icon to that side of the political spectrum. And for him to fall into the trap as he did, he was laughed out of that box by some people who realized how he had let his ego get in the way. And in many ways, things never recovered for him reputationally. As some might know, it wasn't but just a few days later there in Tennessee that Brian died. So this was literally his last major act, and it was a moment in which he, by most accounts, embarrassed himself.
Yeah, I remember writing in the book that Brian mistakenly ascribed his righteousness to virtue, and that can be fatal. And you know, for him, literally fatal. He was utterly destroyed by a withering cross-examination by Clarence Darrow, and you know, the crowd that was so for him turned against him, and they began laughing at him, and it unnerved him. He couldn't believe that his people were laughing at him, and he was wondering, are they really laughing at me? Did Darrow make a fool of myself, of me, or did I make a fool of myself? And of course, 5 days later, he laid down for a nap and died. But you know, that famous cross-examination, which the New York Times said was the greatest courtroom confrontation in Anglo-Saxon history. It was held on an outdoor platform.
Yeah, that's what I love about it. It was the greatest, you know, courtroom back and forth that had ever occurred, but it actually didn't occur in the courtroom. The judge so knew that this really required the attention of as many people as possible. He knew it was going to be that enormous of an opportunity for people to feel part of the trial, that they moved it to an outside stage adjacent to the courthouse, a stage that is still kept intact today, in part because it's part of history, but secondly because they continue now today. They hold a Scopes Monkey trial event every summer in which they replay parts of the trial, and they use that stage to do so. So yeah. Fascinating to me that it happened not even in the courtroom.
And with thousands of spectators watching Darrow eviscerate the great William Jennings Bryant. You can not only read about this trial, if you go online and pre-order Trial of the Century by Greg Jarrett and Don Yeager, but you can also see the photographs. I dug these out of the archives in Tennessee. There's about 40 photographs of the trial. I gained permission. I wear these white cotton gloves to handle these old fragile pictures, and I used a high-resolution scanner to copy and download the incredible photographs. And they show, for example, the circus-like atmosphere that enveloped the trial of the century, complete with a trained chimpanzee named Joe Mendy parading around town, banging out notes on a miniature piano, drinking sodas at the local drugstore. I mean, it really was a circus. And, you know, I mean, that's just part of the story. But my guest has been Don Yeager, who's the co-author of my new book, Trial of the Century. You can order it online. Pre-order it. Go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or some of the online sites that are out there. It's available for pre-order. And Don, you know, I have so much more I'd love to talk to you about. We're out of time for this hour. Can I prevail upon you to come back in the 5:30 hour to talk a bit more about our work on the book, The Trial of the Century? Can you do it?
I'd be honored.
Okay, that's great. We'll pause and take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll be telling you what's ahead on the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett, filling in for Sean. Coming up is my guest, Congressman Jim Jordan, to talk about Anthony Fauci and whether or not there should be a criminal investigation into potential perjury against America's so-called doctor. I'm Greg Jarrett, in for Sean Hannity. We'll be right back.
And now, a word from the 46th President of the United States.
We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, we all know ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using Mantis X? The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. Now, it simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapons light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes of using Mantis X. It's military-grade technology at an affordable price. Now, the Mantis X has improved my shooting dramatically and is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be confident and competent in your shooting ability. Now, start improving your shooting accuracy today. Get your Mantis X now when you go to MantisX.com. That's one word, MantisX.com.
Back now to the Sean Hannity Show. I'm Greg Jarrett filling in. Coming up next, Congressman Jim Jordan. He'll have the latest on the investigation into Dr. Anthony Fauci's suspected cover-up, as well as the latest in the Biden family corruption scandal. We'll be right back on the Sean Hannity Show.
Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/2001, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. Now, when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home, and that lifts the family's financial burden and helps bring them stability. Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, giving severely injured heroes the ability to live more independent lives. And through their Veterans Homelessness Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets all across the country. They helped more than 500 in 2022. They know that all vets who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, they deserve our nation's gratitude. So help America's heroes and their families join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on their mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog.
Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.